This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, respect for honor. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of respect for honor in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that Islam has made some boundaries for every person, and we are bound to live in our limitations or limits, the limits that are set by the Islam. For example, we have mahram, the one like mother, sister, aunt. And similarly for the girls, it is the father, it's the brother, it is the brother of father, which is known as uncle. Obviously, for the brother of mother is also known as the uncle. So these are the maharim or mahram. In front of them, it is said that a lady, she is free to go without hijab. But for those who are non-mahram, which are known as the ones who are stranger in the Islamic terminology, as we use the word non-mahram, for them, she has to wear hijab. So this hijab, this veil, is for the man and woman both. Why? Because Islam talks about respect for honor. And this respect for honor means that you should not exceed the limits that are set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, someone who has the habit of womanizing or maybe having a dirty look on the others, we can say like sister, mother, or, you know, the ones who are non-mahram, even the ones who are non-mahram, this person is exceeding the limits that are set by Islam. He must not exceed these limits. Islam has set these limits where Islam has given the order to women to have the put on the veil. On the other hand, it is said for the man to lower your eyes, lower your gaze, and do not look at the non-mahram, and be in your limits, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of respect of honor in the Islamic lifestyle, and we said that there are the limits that are set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must be careful when we are talking about these limits. And when we talk about the respect of honor, we have a narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the Prophet has said that لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ خَانَ مُسْلِمًا فِي أَهْلِهِ وَمَالِهِ. And he said that he is not from us whoever betrays the other Muslim's family or the property. And this is very important, because if we do not belong to Prophet, then obviously who do we belong to? Being a Muslim, when we are looking at the Prophet to basically give a favor to us, and with all those actions that we have, with all those mistakes that we have, we are looking forward for the intercession of the Prophet, and we want him to be the Shafi, or does the Shafa'ah for us. Therefore, if he says that he's not from us, who, for example, is having the dirty look at the others, we can say honor, or the woman who has the habit of womanizing, and who does not care, who does not respect the honor of the others, the woman of the others, then how can we go to paradise? How can we make ourselves a good person? How can we go towards the perfection? Whereas Islam has come to take us towards the perfection. Therefore, it is necessary, according to the Islamic lifestyle, if you want to have an Islamic lifestyle, if you want to become a role model, therefore, try to have the respect for other. And this is what Islam teaches us for. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A2Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call-of-islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.